Why, Charles, I never dreamed we'd have so much in common with our new neighbors. Look, they appreciate art.
I'd say they like to relax.
Come, Charles, let's introduce ourselves to our new best friends.
What? Deadly Vu. Beetlejuice, these netherworld flowers are a scream. How did you know tulips and toses are my favorites?
A little bug told me, and then I ate it. Hey, Dave, take my picture.
Okay, Beetlejuice. Do something funny, like stand on your head.
Whatever you say.
Wow! Radical!
He's a magician and master of disguise.
Master of disgust, babe.
I know a few disguises, too.
Not bad, kid. Here's another one.
Whoa! It'll be fun living next door to you.
So, you're our new neighbor. I'm Lydia.
My name is Ramon.
Howdy, Ramon. I'm Mr. Beetleman, the handyman.
Oh, you're a handyman. I get it.
Besides doing all these silly little magic tricks, Mr. Beetleman does odd jobs.
Of course, any job is odd with me around.
Oh, Mr. Beetleman, I have another odd job for you.
Well, I guess I better get right on it. Whoa!
What's happening, dude? Thought we could hang out together. You know, just us dudes.
Why, sure, kid. You can help me fix that hunk of junk. Personally, I love the smell of dirty clothes. Too bad people have to ruin them by washing them.
I'm with you, big straight dude. Moms just don't understand. We dudes need dirt.
Right on, cute little neighborly dude.
Dudes of a feather.
Finished my new painting. I call it Neighbors.
Maybe you could give it to the neighbors.
Hi.
Oh, Lydia, it's your little friend from next door.
Lydia's neat, but I really want to play with Mr. Beetleman.
Hey, I mean dude. I was just showing Lydia how to tune a piano.
Maybe I could give you a hand.
Sure could use one, little dude.
Gotcha, Mr. Beetleman. Mr. Beetleman, why do you have a fish in your toolbox?
Because the best way to tune a piano is with a piano tuner.
Whoa! We're flying!
You call this flying? Now
finished that course in amateur levitation, did you, Mr. Beetleman?
Huh? Oh, yeah!
Mr. Beetleman, you're more fun than anything!
You know it, Ramon. Well, I have to go to my photo club meeting. Don't let your magic get out of hand. Bye.
Hey, Liz, you dropped your... And...
Gotcha! Just a little sleight of hand of my own. See ya, dude.
So, what do you want to do, Mr. Beetleman?
Something constructive, of course. Like practicing burping. No, kid. Use the diaphragm. Position the vocal cords just so. Dude, you've invented a whole new disgusting thing to do. Congrats. The old blockhead, little dude.
They're adorable together. Gross, but adorable.
All right, class, let's get ready for show and tell. Who'd like to go first? Ramon?
I want to turn show and tell into show and smell with a pair of Mr. Beetleman's socks. Ew!
Recess!
I'll see you after class, young man.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Howdy, neighbor. Happy first dinner together.
Why, Delia, what a lovely,
cake.
Thank you. I like to be artistic in the kitchen, too.
Have you met our son, Ramon?
Why, yes, he's a...
It's show time! You know what bugs me? These guys.
Kids, you know I love them.
Better change for dinner, son.
No way, babes. I'm never changing my clothes again. And I'm not brushing my teeth either.
My goodness, he's musically inclined.
I think someone needs to be de-Beetlejuiced. Beetlejuice, Ramon looks up to you. You have to set a good example.
A good example? Yeah! No way, babes.
If you don't, he'll be in trouble the rest of his life. Just like you, but he won't have your magic to get him out of trouble.
Liz, have a heart. Great armpit music partners are hard to find.
I know.
Here's to the loss of a gamey little trooper.
Mr. Beetleman has something to say to you, Ramon.
Wait a sec, babes. Save that guy for later.
Mr. Beetleman.
Kid, you're gonna have to stop belching and waving my socks around in public.
But I like doing those things, Mr. Beetleman.
So do I, little dude. But there's a time and place for everything. You know what I mean? Ow! And another thing, Ramon. You gotta why you tell him, babes?
You have to brush your teeth.
No way! I won't do it unless you do it first, Mr. Beetleman.
Ah, babes! Who was that? Another thing that's fun to do Who's watching behind your ears?
I won't do it unless you do it, Mr. Beetleman. I can still carry bugs and worms in my pockets, can't I?
Well, we try to be nice to bugs and worms. We let them go. Right, Mr. Beetleman?
Right. It's fun to watch them run away. Unhindered. Unbridled. Uneaten.
Cool, big smelly dude.
Ramon, it's time for your bath.
Good. It's fun to be smelly, but it's a lot harder to make friends.
Tell me about it.
Later, smart little dude.
I'm proud of you, Beetlejuice.
Don't rub it in.
It sounds like you didn't de-Beetlejuice Ramon completely after all.
Yeah. A great kid like Ramon is entitled to one fulfilling hobby.